Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I wish you were here. You would absolutely love Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's just spectacular. I'm sitting in, of course, Ron Haas. He's the general manager. He lets me come in and take over his office for the Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational that's being played this week, and it is going to be beautiful. No, it did not get rained out yesterday. It rained a little bit, then the sun came out, and there's this magnificent bowl that is around the Mid-Pacific Country Club of mountains and hills, and I see blue skies and lovely white clouds just over the Ko'olau. And when we drove through the Pali, it was so easy. There was no rain. It was just lovely. A beautiful, beautiful morning. You can come and you can stroll Mid-Pacific Country Club. You can follow the golfers and learn something. That would be terrific. So good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday. It's May 20th. Yeah, 2023. Where did this year, a month, it just is like going. Liz, we're coming to you live from the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Beautiful Lanikai on the windward side of Oahu. It is the 71st Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. It is the 72nd Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. And you can listen to us right here on the radio, or you can always go to our live stream at radiogolfclub.com/listen or podcast. It's also available on that website, radiogolfclub.com, or any place where you get your podcasts. And I have a wonderful list. I mean, I have so many guests today. Jason Amoy, Mid-Pacific Country Club Superintendent of Golf and Grounds. Keiki Dawn Izumi, her mother and she, Keiki Dawn, have been members at Mid-Pacific Country Club for years. Bev Kim, Hawaii Hall of Fame member and the 1981 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational champion. Judy Sloan and Susan Brunette came from Arkansas to play in the Jenny K. Eunice Hahn, she went over to Nevada. She's a student here, and she's competing. We also have Ron Haas, the general manager at Mid-Pacific Country Club. He'll join us. But we're going to kick it all off with Lorna Nishihara, the tournament chair of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water, Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring her in now. Lorna Nishihara, the tournament chair, Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. So good to be in your clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for coming. And it's a beautiful morning here in Lanikai. Blue skies, great golf conditions. I hope I play better today. But the course is really holding up very well.
Yes.
With the rain that we had yesterday morning, we had two downpours. We had a slight delay as far as the opening ceremony, but everything went well.
And it's beautiful. And the women, you are amazing how not only do you organize this tournament, but that you also take care of everything around the tournament. The festivities, tell me a little bit about some of the things that, in addition to the tournament, you ladies put together.
Well, you know, luckily we have about 20 chair people on the Jenny Case 2023 committee, and they're all seasoned, so I have the easiest job. They took care of everything, you know, from lays to the medals, prepping. We had the poo-poo party yesterday. Then we have a nice banquet tomorrow. And as mentioned, I have the easiest job.
Yeah, so you just make sure that everything you're done.
Exactly.
You're done.
Floral arrangements are all, and it's all volunteer. So, I mean, we just have just total member support.
Floral arrangements.
Floral arrangements.
On every hole?
No, just throughout the golf course. I would say probably at least 12 big pots.
Wow.
That's around the whole golf course.
And who does the arranging of the flowers?
Pam Nemechek is the eye for floral, but there was about at least a dozen ladies that put it all together by bringing in their greenery from their own home.
Wow.
All donation.
Wow.
So we didn't buy anything, and Floradec prepared the oasis for us.
Wow.
So Sid Hamada is a member here, and they donate.
That's so cool. It's like these delicious.
Oh, yeah, Pepper Wong. Pepper Wong every year for the Mid-Pack Open to Jenny Kay. She does the JJ Bakery pastry.
Yes, I could eat these all day long.
Oh, definitely. So fresh. So fresh.
Well, what's it like being the tournament chair and a player?
A little nerve-wracking. I guess it showed in my game yesterday, but, yeah, that's golf, you know. But I feel for myself it's all a mind game, and my mind is weak.
Your mind.
I'm not a tournament player. How's that?
Oh, no. I understand.
Yeah, it's totally different from social golf.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I am I'm the kind of person I want to go, I'd love to play. I want to play.
Right.
Like, play.
Fun.
Yes. And when in competition, you know, may the best person win. That's great. You're doing
exactly.
Good. If I win, great, but I probably, you know, I'm going to be more in awe of your game
exactly.
than probably my own.
Exactly. That's why you got to give a big credit to all the LPGA. You know, they do it week after week for a living. And I'm like, oh, my God, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, 72 years ago was the first Jenny Kay.
Yes, 1950.
Right. And 1950, it seems like it's one of the oldest tournaments being played here.
I believe it is. And it's the only women's three-day tournament. And we're so lucky that the men members, give the women the golf course. I mean, this is prime time. There's no other tournament that they're going to give you Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That is true.
Come on.
I hadn't thought about that. Yes, the members give it up.
Yes.
It's like the PGA Championship is being held at one of the most revered country clubs, right? And they have to give it up for the tournament to be played. Let's go back 72 years ago. How did this Jenny Kay Wilson, who is Jenny Kay?
Jenny Kay was the mayor, once upon a time, his wife. And it was just a ohana. It's just a family. She didn't golf. But members took her in, and she just loved to support the women.
Yes, yes. So when I was talking to someone many years ago, and I don't remember the story exactly. I mean, Jenny Kay Wilson was the mayor's wife.
Right.
But she was also in the court of... as a court dancer, too.
Correct.
In the royal court, right? And then she became the wife of Mayor Wilson, and the women wanted to put this on, even though Jenny Kay Wilson was not a golfer herself.
That's correct.
They knew that she could elevate the tournament with her support. It's
exactly.
like getting a title sponsor, right?
Well, I think it's primarily just a name, you know, and... You know, you see on Michelle Wee's bio, and that's what she puts. She was a winner in 2011 at age 11.
At age 11.
You know,
She was here. I mean, I'm looking at the office, Ron Haas's office, and it's turned around because it was a different, and people would come through that door, and in comes through the door Michelle Wee and her parents, and she sat down on that side, and I was sitting kind of. She's 11 years old, and talking to me about the hours and hours of time that she spends practicing. You know, I think it was 3 hours during the week and 5 hours or 5 hours during the week and 7 hours on the weekend. And
definitely.
It was
a lot of time.
A lot of time. And then she went off and
look where
won.
She is,
and
right?
Won the tournament at age 11, the youngest.
Yes, the youngest.
Yes, Deborah Wynn. And Amanda Wilson. She
Amanda
won
Wilson.
When she was 16. Just it's so so many different wonderful stories come, including of course the Bev Kim, a winner and now a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
And I hope that you'll have time to be up here as well. So that's where 72 years ago, and so this has continued on and on through the years with the women of the Mid-Pacific Country
yes,
Club pulling
it's the
it
women's
all
division, correct.
It's the women's division,
and a lot of support from the members.
Yeah. And do you when you have your banquet, do you still have, like, the party?
Of course. We even get donated wine from a member. So everything is member-driven. The Otani produce, we have, you name it. And
it's
men
happening.
Really support us.
That's great. It's great. It's a beautiful story. And what time do you tee off?
8:39.
Have you practiced? Have you warmed up this morning?
No.
Do you warm up at all?
I should.
Well, what we were talking about before the show started was that there's so much on our minds in today's world that we have to keep all in order.
Correct.
That sometimes, like, I don't know where I put my phone. It's because you're thinking about something, you put it down, and then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, you need it, and it's not where it's just one of those things. So don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You've got so many things going on. Have fun, right?
This is golf.
This is golf.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
yes. We're not solving the world's problems.
Definitely.
Lorna Nishihara, so nice talking with you.
Thank you, Danielle.
And you have a great round of golf. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
No, I wish. I wish. I'm not Natalie.
I'm not Natalie.
Thank
That's
you.
So cute. We're going to come back and talk with Natalie right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What
is up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're at the 72nd Jenny K. Wilson Tournament. You heard everything from Lorna Nishihara about how the women's division puts this tournament together. And it's not just for the women's members here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. This tournament is for women from around the world. We have women from Japan who come. We have women from the mainland who come. And as a matter of fact, sitting with me right now is Susan Brunette and Judy Sloan, both from Arkansas, coming all the way to Hawaii to play in the Jenny K. That's pretty amazing. Welcome into the clubhouse, Susan.
Yes.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. So how did you hear about the Jenny K?
I used to live in Mililani in the 80s, and I played in it then, and I know Kathy Ordway and Gene Hashimoto. And so then I came back when I was living in California a couple times, and then we started coming back, another girl that's out on the course right now, in 2019. We were in 19, we were here in 21, and now this is her first turn in 23.
Wow. How long, Judy, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing golf about 35 years.
Oh.
So yeah, you started late in life after my children grew up.
Stephen, folks, it's never too late to start playing this game. I mean, you know, people think, I should, you know, all these kids are playing and all that. You just need to get into it. Did you? What kind of fears did you overcome when you started?
Well, I thought it was going to be an easy game when I first watching other people. But after I tried it, it was, you know, I could tell that it was competitive with myself.
With yourself.
Yes.
Yes. I think a lot of us forget about the self part of us that things, I mean, when I was a kid, I was going to be a baseball catcher or a pitcher or an outfielder. I was, you know, and I didn't think about male, female. I thought I was going to be, I could play on any level at some point. Mm-hmm. Because when we're growing up, we don't think of the stereotype or the things that, you know, when you can only do this, you're a girl, so you can do that. But you can't compete on these other levels. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But that's all inside of so many girls that have this really good drive just to be powerful. And that's a wonderful thing. And when then you find yourself realizing that you, this competitor inside of you, is demanding and you're not always giving it what it wants, that's the hard thing to get over.
Yes,
to me.
It is.
And Susan, what kind of things did you go through when you got into the game?
I was 12 years old, so I was...
You were lucky.
But I didn't stick with it for years. It was like on again, off again, on again, off again. So
who introduced you?
My father.
Yes.
My father was an avid golfer. We lived up in Rancho Santa Fe in California. He was a member of the club there, and I took lessons there.
Wonderful.
And played through high school and that. But, you know, as you work your career and everything, you can maybe fit in a game here and there, but not much.
Yeah. So how's the course treating you?
Beautiful. The condition of the course is just fantastic.
Yeah. There's Jason Amoy for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful superintendent of golf.
Judy's wishing there was less traps.
and traps. Not very good to me yesterday.
her traps and my putting, and I knew the putting.
Oh, he's made it fast, huh?
Well, compared to what we're used to, we have bent grass greens.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's wonderful. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you keep coming back. And, Judy, will you?
Yes, I definitely will.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
The course is just beautiful.
Yeah.
The scenery.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like it. You know, on the one side, you've got the ocean. On the other side, you've got these fabulous mountains and this lovely bowl, and you're just like in another world.
Mm-hmm.
I
great.
Completely understand.
And all the people are so nice.
Bravo. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we've had great people.
Yeah.
Great
people.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much to the Women's Division of the Pacific Country Club. And thank you for stopping into the clubhouse. I've taken over Ron's place. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Natalie Yen is visiting with us now in the clubhouse here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Jenny K. Wilson, the 72nd playing this year. You're here from Oregon.
Yeah.
Did you live here before?
No, I just love Hawaii. I don't live here. I wish I did.
Yes. How did you hear about the Jenny K?
So last year my dad was looking for tournaments for me to play. And he came across the Jenny K. We came out, took a chance on it, absolutely loved it. So we're back again this year, and hopefully the year after that, and more and more in the future.
That's wonderful. So what are your goals?
First of all, have fun, go out there and enjoy the game, but of course to go out there, try to win, but also just enjoy the people and enjoy the course for sure.
Play your best shot as it comes.
Yes.
Yeah. One shot at a time. That's the best advice, and let it go, whatever it is. You watch guys on, the ladies and the men on television, you know, and you just notice that their composure stays the same. Whatever's going on, they're not going to, like, emote it, because as soon as you get wrapped up in that, you might as well just say, I think I'll go in and have a drink.
Not yet.
So when did you get into golf?
So I started swinging the club when I was, like, 3 years old, and I started playing tournaments when I was 5. So 11 years of tournaments so far.
Wait, you started when you were 3, and
yeah.
You were playing tournaments at 5?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to make this a career?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially?
Potentially.
What school are you going to?
I don't know yet. Colleges can't talk to me till June 15th, so actually not that far away.
No.
But
what's your dream?
Somewhere warm, not like Oregon rain.
Like Southern California?
I don't want to go to school in California. It's too crowded.
Okay.
So
Arizona.
Arizona, Texas, Florida.
All right.
Yeah.
Arizona, Texas, and Florida.
Yeah.
Schools? Any school that stands out?
I don't know. Just
you don't want to jinx it?
Yeah. No commitments yet. We'll see what happens in June.
Yeah. So that's exciting. May I ask your handicap?
I don't even know.
It's okay.
Last time I looked, it was like plus 3.5, but I don't really pay attention to that. So, yeah.
Just your scoring. And how are you doing? What do you think of the course?
Oh, I love the course. It's a super fun track, and it's in immaculate condition. I did okay yesterday. A lot better than I did last year. So that's good. Let's hope it happens again today.
That's wonderful. Now, you know, what's fascinating about this is when I talk with a lot of players and I talk about the golf course with them, you know, the ladies have all said it's in immaculate condition. It's really good. It's great. And a lot of people, the guys usually say, Jason set it up so evil that I'm having such a hard time. Do you find that there is a little bit of evil in it for you too?
That's hard to say, because sometimes it's like, you know, the course is what it is, and the designer did an amazing job, but the superintendent can make it super easy. Put the pins in the middle of the green where it's flat, or he can put it, you know, six paces off the edge with the trail off.
That,
so
that,
it, you
that's
know.
An evil one.
Yeah. For sure. It kind of, it's a mix. I think if you have everything too evil, it's kind of unfair.
Right.
Which is maybe where, you know, the USGA gets into trouble sometimes. But, yeah, no, he set it up really, it's a true championship test.
That's wonderful. So good. So good to have you on the show and to hear from you. And Natalie Yen, you're ready for college. And I congratulate you for all the work, the hard work that you've put into this.
Thank you.
For making it happen. And thank you so much for stopping in. Are you going to go warm up? Are you ready?
I don't know. What time is it? I've got like 20 minutes till I usually start. So maybe go have a little orange juice and some pastries provided by...
Yes. In fact, there's some right behind you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got so many people who are stopping in. Bev Kim will be with us, the Hawaii Hall of Fame member and the 1981 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Champion. Keiki Donizumi, she's been a member at Mid-Pacific Country Club for a long time. I think, well, her mother was a member, so she's been here for a lot longer than most of us. And Ron Haas is right behind me. He's going to jump in, talk to us as well. And we're going to talk next with a very strong competitor who's been playing, I think, since, well, I'll have to ask her when she's on. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwelei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse. The clubhouse, we've taken over Ron Haas, the general manager at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. So this is my clubhouse now, and I'm going to stay here forever. He just doesn't know it yet. I'm going to carve out a little corner over there and just here, make this my home. I was just reminded that I've been doing this for a very long time. I think this is like our 24th or 25th Jenny Kay. I'm not sure if it when we first started the golf club in 1999, if we came out. I think the first time was in 2000. But, yeah, it's and I've seen, like, Michelle Wee was 11, and she was so tall at 11, and she sat down at the chair, and I had no idea what I'm going to talk to with an 11-year-old about her game, but it all worked out, you know. And Eunice Hahn is here. She's been sitting at the table, and she's like, well, you know, I've seen you every year. I'm like, this is just wrong, you know. I'm getting older, and they're getting younger, like in young ladies growing up into young adulthood. And they've got – it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
And now I was looking at some of the things online, and do you prefer being called Uni?
I do.
Yes, Uni. See, there's things – Google does have – wonderful things to tell, but it also holds on to stuff that, you know, I don't know if this is still the case. There's a personal statement here on this website. It says, what do you think about it may sound cheesy, but I absolutely love golf. I love the competitors, the hardships, and most importantly, I love the pressure.
Yes.
Yes.
I really do.
You like the hardships. What is it about? When I read that, I went, wow. Is that like the rain when you're out there and dealing with... Shut up, Danielle.
No. So, to me, hardships can be like anything. It could be the weather. It could be obstacles, like maybe I'm playing with super good competitors. I've played with great players from around the world. You know, right before I went to college, during my high school years, like, I've played with a lot of great people. And obviously, sometimes you can get a little bit caught up in it. Usually, a lot of people think that in golf, you're playing with competitors, you're trying to beat other people, but it's honestly like a you game. You're playing against yourself. And I feel like a lot of people tend to forget that. And sometimes I do too, which is why I say that's like one of the main hardships that I go through while playing. And honestly, it took me a while just to kind of like overcome, like, or like figure out a way to not get bothered by it. But honestly, like having some competitiveness, like on a different level, I feel like that's really good to me as a person, whether it be on the golf course or off the golf course. So that's basically what.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you talk, what did you do to overcome?
So on like my 16th, 17th birthday, my dad actually bought me like mental books, like putting books and like how to win, but like it's like mental game.
Yes.
Kind of books.
Yes.
One of the, it was like I forgot the title, but it was like how to putt or something like that, how to make putts.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it talked, there was nothing about how to make putts in that book. It was all about like mental game. And I would get bored because I love reading books, right? And I would get bored at home late at night and I would just open the book and I would read it over and over again. And up until that point, I was kind of like the back of the pack, I guess. A lot of people were starting to shoot, you know, low 70s. I was still shooting mid 80s at that point. And this was like around like when I was 15, 16. And honestly, it was really difficult for me.
Yeah,
I really do like golf, even though I was forced into it.
Wait a minute, this may sound cheesy, but I absolutely love golf. That's what you said.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to take that... you hated it at the time when you were forced into it.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like it's easier now that I have a car because I can go practice whenever I want to. But, you know, up until then, it was kind of like getting picked up from school, going to practice, forcing, like getting forced to stay there until sunset, coming back home, staying up like late at night, doing my homework, going up, like getting up early the next morning, go to school. It's like I wasn't really enjoying that process.
Yes, I understand. It wasn't your decision.
It was not my decision.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, but I feel like as I got older, I had a lot more time in my hands. And I actually started growing a passion for it around last summer, where I was grateful enough to win a couple tournaments and soon get accepted and become a walk-on on UNLV,
wow,
women's golf team.
Wow.
Yeah, that was last summer, though. I'm actually going to transfer to Grand Canyon University in Arizona this year, or this fall. So I'm looking forward to being a Lopey, you know?
Is that like a short for something?
Antelope.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah,
I said. I didn't want to make an assumption. Well, you're on the championship flight.
I am.
Yes, and you're not shooting in the 80s.
I'm not.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. What did you find with your game in this competition? When you're playing on the mainland, what's it like coming home and playing in Hawaii?
Oh, so no hate to Hawaii, right? But
no.
When I was here before I played competitively in the mainland 2 years ago, you know, you're playing with competitors every single day, but you're playing with the same people, so you know how they play. You know their weaknesses, you know their strengths, and it kind of gets boring after a while. And there's no room for improvement for me because, yeah, I'm just continuing to play with people.
You're not being pushed.
I'm not being pushed, nor am I being, pulled back.
Yes.
So I know that there's some girls here that do go to the mainland that play and come back, and they do really well. So I decided, you know, summer of 2021, I went to Las Vegas. That's where my parents decided that we should move there. Played in tournaments there, super duper competitive. The field is a lot different, a lot more bigger. And it's just like a new experience. Obviously, because I was kind of inexperienced, I didn't really have, you know, I didn't play too good. I was last place, you know, it was kind of weird. But after I kept playing competitively, I actually stopped playing tournaments here in Hawaii for up until this year. This is my first time playing in a tournament in Hawaii in a long time. But playing in the mainland, I actually, you know, started improving a lot. I had a lot more opportunities to meet a lot of great swing coaches, professional golfers, going out and practicing places at like TPC Summerlin. It's a great experience, honestly. And so, like I said, last summer, I ended up improving a lot, winning a couple tournaments. And so this is my first tournament back in Hawaii. I didn't do too good, but honestly, it's kind of nice being here again, seeing all like the competitors. I haven't seen them since I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And now they're graduating high school, and I feel kind of old.
Yeah. Now you know how I feel.
It's like, whoa.
Yes, yes. Well, this is wonderful because what you did is you took yourself out of your home, where everything is normal, stayed. Nothing changes. People are growing, but not that. And then you put yourself into a very difficult situation,
mm-hmm,
where you know nothing, and you're putting yourself up against the strongest fields. People coming from around many different states, and they're all really good.
Yeah.
And you had to go up against hardships,
mm-hmm,
that you love.
Yes.
And you That's perfect. I mean, you seem to understand yourself really well. What do you need to work on?
What do I need to work on? If we're going to talk about technical-wise, like, I need to work on my short game.
Everybody does.
But
it's not fun to work on.
It's, I don't know how to explain. It's just not it for me. But I'd say I'm a little bit weak on the mental side again.
Really?
I need to start getting back into my game. I haven't been playing in any tournaments since last summer. For other reasons, because I had to transfer. And so since I didn't play this past year at UNLV, I actually have 4 more years of eligibility, so I'm going to be a fifth-year senior at GCU.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so honestly, since I haven't played in any tournaments, I kind of, like, forgot what it's like to be competitive, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
So I kind of need to start working on that again.
Right. Putting yourself back in that pot.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's coming at you from all different directions, including inside.
Yeah.
I was talking to the one gal, you were sitting here, right, when Judy was talking about the competitor inside you that is not living, you know, you're not living up to its expectations.
You're not.
So that's when you've got to, like, you know, pull back because you realize that the hunger inside of you is overwhelming you.
Yes.
And that's, you know, destined to failure at that point because you have to, like, okay, rein them in. Let's deal with expectations.
Yes.
Our expectations have to be lined up with reality and then take little, you know, baby steps forward.
Yes.
But I love the fact that you read books. I mean, who taught you to read books?
I have no idea. I just started reading. Well, it was first like comic books. I love comic books. And then it started getting more into like thrillers. And then...
But you're reading mental game books about...
I honestly did not think I would open up that book in my life. I was just like, what am I doing with this book?
Yes, and it's putting.
Yeah, I was going to probably, like, put it aside, like, and not read it. But, I don't know, I just got bored, and I was like, let me just, like, open up this book and see what it says. And at first, like, the first couple pages, it was so boring. Like, I was like, what am I reading? Like, I don't know what I'm reading. And then it started getting interesting because the way that they're explaining things was exactly how I was playing at that time.
Ah.
So I was like... Okay, you know what? I think this book gets to live another day. So I started reading it, and the more I read the book, the more I learned about myself because it portrayed how I play and how I could prevent myself from playing, continuing to play like that,
yeah.
And how I can improve. And honestly, after that book, I asked my dad to get me the putting Bible. And the chipping bat, because it was, I don't know what got over me, I don't know.
Hey, hey.
But I started reading it, and it was, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like.
It hit home.
It just hit home. Like, I was like, this book, like, understands me more than anyone else in the world.
It's a wonderful thing to have that experience.
Yes.
When reading opens up your insides, and then you feel like you're understood. That's awesome. That's awesome. Your introspection is wonderful. And the one thing that we always have to be careful of when we're very introspective is that we don't become too critical of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And know that, you know, you're fabulous. You are fabulous.
Thank you.
You have done so much in your life. Let's see, what else did she write? We've only gone through the first sentence. Golf has taught me to be humble and be supportive to both my teammates and competitors. Everything about the game has made me who I am. I am a hardworking and patient individual who understands that sometimes things happen for a reason. Whenever I miss the cut, shoot 76, over 76, miss 3-footers, or hit it out of bounds, I always take it as a learning lesson. I strive to be a great player who can play in the elite level and LPGA. It may take a while, but I'm ready for anything golf throws at me. I think with that mindset, you should take what you wrote there, and you should put that someplace that you should read it every once in a while.
Oh, I have it on my mirror.
Okay. Yes, exactly. That's perfect. And Yoonhee-han, it's a real pleasure seeing you growing up. It's really
Thank
cool.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And have a, you know, may you hit the sweet spot every time. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm going to need it, especially today. I'm going to need it.
Okay, we're going to be back after this. This is The Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me, what
is up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, we're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club in Lanikai. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, I know there's clouds up there. I actually, I looked up the weather forecast, and it's supposed to be partly sunny, mostly cloudy. How's that? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of rain occasionally. We don't know exactly when. It splatters here, splatters there. So we're just going to take what we get. Yesterday it poured just a while, and then it stopped. It only interrupted the welcoming ceremony and the kickoff, and then everything was great. And now I am pleased. All of a sudden, I've sabotaged myself. Ernette Asato is here from Maui, and it's wonderful to have you in the clubhouse.
Thank you.
Hi, Ernette.
Hi.
How long have you been playing golf?
My first tournament was 2001.
Wow. But you must have been learning. How long did you play before you decided you were strong enough to take on a tournament?
1995, I started golf.
Wow.
And then 2001, I just wanted to play in, like, the country clubs, you know, here.
Yes.
And then the only way to get in, because I didn't know, you know, people here, is to play in the tournament.
Yes.
So I thought it would be a great idea. And
you're smart.
I don't know about that.
And here you are playing in the Jenny K. How many years have you played here?
Since 2001.
Oh, so you've been here as long as we've been here. I've been doing my golf show here since about 2000. So that's fantastic, Ernette. What championship are you? What flight are you in?
Well, I kind of got demoted from last year.
Oh.
I was in the B flight, but now I'm in the C flight.
Oh. Have you been practicing?
I'm just a weekend warrior.
I only
play, like, Saturday or Sunday, you know, with my friends.
With your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun talking to Yoonhee. Because she was talking about how she'd gotten so used to the her friends and their game,
right.
There was nothing pushing her anymore.
Right.
And I think that happens to all of us,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
so when you said you were demoted, did it make you want to try harder, or is it comfortable?
I guess it is what it is, because it depends on your handicap.
Right.
So I kind of go from B and C.
Oh, all right. Okay. It depends.
Year to year.
Yeah. It's how your game is that year. I completely understand.
So,
what got you into golf?
So I think I told you this last time, but my husband and his brother were playing, and I was driving them. And they kept whiffing the ball, and I was laughing. And then they're like, why are you laughing? You know, you can't hit this ball. I go, I bet you I could, because I played softball. It's not like I didn't ever, you know, hit a ball. So I got up and I swung, and they're like, whoa, you don't even know how to play. How did you hit it? And I was hooked from there.
Oh, that's great.
I was
great.
So hooked from there.
You know, that what you just said, and I'm sorry I don't recall that, hearing it, but when you just, it's the perfect way to learn how to play, because you're not being, it came from inside of you,
mm-hmm.
right? You weren't worried. That's great. And then did you take lessons after that?
A few here and there, but yeah.
Yeah.
But work gets in the way, so it's like.
Oh, I know. Isn't that...
I have a little sign at work. It says, born to golf, forced to work.
Nice. Where do you play on Maui?
Waiahu.
Waiahu.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
The Muni.
Yeah, the Muni. Yeah, it's a beautiful course,
I hear. It very much is.
Yeah, I love that. Do you know why it's Waiahu, like in red water or?
Something like that.
Yeah, I was curious
I don't know how
they got the name.
But they went over a kind of a big, like, transformation, so their greens are really nice. Their fairways are nice again. So, and then the view, you know, some of the views are like this.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Gorgeous when you see it's wonderful here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, because you're looking out over the ocean mm-hmm. on the one side, and then you're looking out over the mountains. And what do you think of the water play here at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
I don't see any water.
You don't?
Just like the bunkers. I don't see any bunkers.
Uh-huh. You know, you're smart. I don't recognize those things. They're not. Well, too many people think about it. And that's
yeah, and then it gets worse, you know. So
yes.
It's like out of sight, out of mind, I guess.
Exactly.
Not
right.
Always. But
you can try.
Yeah.
Or maybe trying make. I love the phrase that trying implies failure. You know, it's like you don't say I'm going to try, because that gives you an out.
Right.
I tried.
Yeah.
But how hard did you try? Just do it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And what time is your tea time? I'm just
8:12.
8:12. And we're getting. Have you warmed up yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. And it's 7:50.
I just drove in from Waikiki. So.
It's 7:52.
Oh, it's okay. Like in at home, we don't really warm up, you know. We pay our fees, then we know what group we're playing, and we just get out. So maybe it might be better than trying to go warm up and do things that I usually don't do.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely.
Do my normal.
Just do exactly what you normally do and be comfortable.
Yeah.
In the middle of your round, do you think about it, or are you just completely immersed in the moment?
Not really. I mean, if I'm doing kind of bad in the
front,
then the turn I'll, try to do better.
Okay.
Be a little more focused, I guess.
Be a little bit more focused. Now, that's you know, a lot of us lose our focus.
Yeah.
It's hot, hydration,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
sometimes if you think too much, that doesn't help. You know, you think about what you have to do. I think it interferes with your swing. So it's better to just get up there and do what you know, instead of think about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely said.
Yeah.
Do you bring water or food with you?
Oh, so at the turn, they have the best musubi with the dankong and the spam. Oh. I come here and I just always get one. Always.
Sounds like you should get two.
Well, yeah. Well, one for the beginning and the end, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Is there anything you would like to say that you didn't? I didn't give you a chance to say?
No.
No?
Not really.
You coming back next year? Of
Probably,
course.
Yeah. Yes. We try to bring more ladies. You know, at one time there were like 10 of us. But, like, now we're only down to 2 with the traveling and, you know, things opening up.
Yeah.
So it's hard for everybody to come in.
That's right.
But
well,
it's lots of fun.
It is lots of fun.
Yeah.
I hope you get back to your big group. That would be fun.
Exactly.
You know, and does it help with the cost of the rooms?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
For sure. The room, the car,
yeah.
All of that.
A really good talking to you. Thank you so much
Danielle.
For being here.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, we're going to come back. And we're here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and you can be here too. If you've never seen this country club, you should probably come and check it out. GM Ron Haas is right behind me. He's sitting at his desk. I'm sitting at his conference table. And we're going to talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. I'm so glad. I am privileged to have Bev Kim, Hawaii Hall of Famer, right here in the clubhouse. Welcome.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. And 1981 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Champion. What's it like watching all these youngsters running around here playing this game?
What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, what impressions do you have of the way women's golf has grown?
When I watch them go out, I think, this is not what it was years ago. I mean, these kids are 14, 15, 16, you know, and they're serious. I mean, they are here to play golf. I was there to play golf, but to play it.
Play.
Not work at it, you know.
Right. Yes. It's a complete.
And that's, I think, the difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference, and they're outfitted, and they have all the latest equipment, and they're reading books. I mean, it's really something.
And they have coaches.
And they have coaches.
And yes. Mental coaches, physical coaches, swing coaches. It's like I had my mom and dad.
Yeah. What is there something? Do you like it? Do you think it's working? Do you think it? Is there anything you want to think about on how things have developed?
I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just curious if you thought it was. Sometimes I think when we get too immersed in something and we take it too seriously, there can be negative repercussions. But I think golf is the kind of game that kind of precludes that from happening in a way. I may be wrong.
That's the way it is now. I mean, everybody is immersed. Kids are totally immersed. Baseball, you know, golf, volleyball, paddling, whatever. I mean, when they get into something, they get into something. Back in the day, it was like you had golf, and then you had tennis, and then you went swimming, you know, and it was okay to be diverse, I guess. But mm-hmm. now it's like you concentrate on golf, and you get your golf scholarship.
It's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I will anyway. Golf, for many, has become a means to getting into college, you know? And then, at least you guys are nodding. Thank you.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It is a means to an end.
And then once they have finished that, you know, not very many get into the field of golf, but they've gotten their schooling, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you're spending so much money and so much time and so much of your family's time. That, to me, is...
No, I understand. At the same time, if it helps the family, it's a double-edged because there's... Yeah.
The amount of money they have to spend to travel.
Yes.
You know, and
they could put that in a bank, in a savings account.
Maybe.
And that would take care of the money that they would end up paying for college tuition, which is what they're trying to avoid. They're trying to get into school using golf as their way in.
Exactly.
As we sit here pondering the universe, and in particular the golf universe, it is what it is right now. It is, as you said, that's the way kids are. They're totally immersed in one aspect. I personally think I would like well-rounded people. I think it's more important for us to have kind of a larger view of the world instead of saying in one track and just going on this down this track.
We're getting heavy here.
Oh, I. But that's okay. You know, the beauty of golf to me is that we meet people from all different walks of life. And the one thing about all of the kids that are on this single-minded track of being in golf and going to college, getting their scholarships and moving on.
But that's okay.
That is okay. It's absolutely okay. Because golf will get you into doors once you graduate from college that no other sport will get you into. Because golf, you can take, you can go out with a boss, and you can play golf. And if you can do that, then you're obviously starting to open more doors. So golf facilitates more relationships and more doors that open all around you. So there's something really, you know, you can't learn that anywhere else. It's not like you can go drinking with the boss. A lot of people in the old days, you know, you'd go out for dinner or drinks and the whole crew would go do all this. But you don't have the same kind of rapport when you're out drinking and carousing.
Right.
When you're on the golf course, you get to know a person, you bond, and it's a long-term bond. And I think that's one of the things about golf that is, it's a reason to learn for children. I think so.
Yes. You know, with our kids, we taught them the basics, and this is fine. Now they can still go out. I mean, they're not real good at it, but they can go out. They know basically that they should, if they're going to play junk, play fast kind of thing, you know. But they know how to, they know the basics. They have the swing, you know, they have the basic etiquette and so forth. That's one level. And they go out with a company or whoever, and they have fun. The kids nowadays have these abilities and skills that maybe transcend their bosses.
Well, then you have to learn not to show that.
But anyway, I'm really happy for them, you know.
Yes, I am too. What are you doing now?
A lot of watching baseball. My grandkids are playing. I'm golfing.
And are they totally into baseball?
Totally. Golf is for old people. And I'm one of them.
Oh, don't you love it? Golf is for old people. Yeah. There's 11-year-olds and there's all these youngsters. I am thrilled that the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational is one of the tournaments in Hawaii that you earn points to become Player of the Year. And that one of our Players of the Year, she's been Player of the Year twice, and she's Riko Nagata, and she's doing fabulous. She's at the top of the leaderboard on the champions, and she won the David Ishii tournament on Kauai most recently. So it's really great to see the golfers that are really immersed in the game are becoming so good. I think we have a friend with us.
Long time friend. But I don't know, this is a tennis player. I don't know what she's doing here.
Is she transformed? Keiki Izumi, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Wait a second, we got to get your mic on. We're running here. You welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. Welcome to the old broads. Here we go. Hooray!
We've been traveling through the universe, talking about children, the difference between our generation, so to speak, where you could play golf or volleyball or tennis or whatever it was you played, and now kids are going single track into one thing. And when you walked in, she said you're a tennis player. Well, I don't know what you're doing here. I thought that was that's the perfect transition. So are you still playing golf at all?
I do, if you call it golf. Is that what we call it, Bev? We get so excited when we can hit the greens on regulation. We get so excited we can chip close to the hole.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time anymore.
Oh, you know.
It used to be so easy,
Bev. We were just talking about, you know, when we get out, when we get out on the golf course now and we hit, out of 18 holes, we hit 5 shots just as we imagined them to be. We've had a successful day.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, I get it.
But it's not every hole. That's
No, 5 out of 85.
We're so happy. We're so happy when we can one putt.
All right, how many years have you been playing golf, Keiki Don?
I've been a member here for 47 years.
Okay, that's a long time.
I probably missed maybe 3 Jenny K's. It's eclectic, you know. I remember playing Championship Flight, coming in last on the last pairing, right? Remember those days? And all of a sudden, I'm second to the last.
It's not fair.
And all of a sudden, I'm a B-flighter.
Hey, I thought I was going to play C this year.
Oh, wow.
And there's a guy who makes it so difficult.
I need to give up my headset so that we can have... Rick, you need to give up your headset. That's all there is to it.
We love Jason.
Can we rag on him on radio?
Yes, you can. That's what radio is all about. Radio is about... I've never seen Jason blush. He is now officially blushing.
He loves doing this to us.
Yeah.
We hit the greens on regulation. We try really hard, and all of a sudden, it's on off the green.
Yeah, wait a minute. You've got to understand, Jason, that what we were talking about not too long ago was the fact that, you know, in the old days, they could do pretty much any shot that they thought they could pull off. Now, if they can pull off five shots that they've imagined in a whole round, they're ecstatic about that. So, you see, things have changed a little bit,
yes.
and they are blaming you particular.
I take full credit.
You're the reason why.
Yes, I am. I take full credit.
My goodness. You know, but I also noticed Jason Amoy, who is our superintendent of golf and grounds here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, that the women, while these two are the exception, don't complain quite so much as the men do.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Yes, I think that's hysterical.
It is.
They gripe and all kinds. Yeah, wine. Can't even say it out loud. It's okay.
This tournament, there's a little extra to it. There's certainly the fun aspect to it. The competition is there. The competitiveness is there, absolutely. But there is a little bit more of the fun value to it. There's a lot more of the appreciation. The party afterwards cannot compare. Absolutely cannot compare to the women's party after.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And what you said about the difference between women are competitors by nature. We just are, because that's the way we've had to be. It's part of our. It's instinctive. We're mothers.
Yeah.
We have to. Men. They have to be all competitive at this time. And so women, but we have fun. I mean, we're competitive. We all know that. But so there's got to be fun, too. Guys, I love you, because life would not be the same without men. That's all there is to it. It's just that it seems like women just have fun and can compete, and men just want to be competitor.
I think the women have an easier time laughing at themselves. There's not the big ego getting in the way.
Oh,
yeah, I think
that's a good thought.
In my experience, especially for this tournament, the women have a much easier time being able to laugh at themselves.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. You're nodding your head. You know, you can speak up anytime.
That is true. We can laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
Now.
In the moment, maybe not. Right? Give you a few minutes.
When you were in the championship flight,
exactly.
At the top of the leaderboard,
yeah.
There was no laughing at yourself.
No laughing. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so maybe what I just said is total shibai.
But we had fun, too. Yeah,
we did.
But it was competitive in the championship flights.
Yeah.
Now it's all fun.
Now it.
We try. We really try. We really try, right, Ben?
I saw you trying lots of times yesterday.
Yeah. Could that be the reason for my high score?
You were trying too hard.
I was trying. Yeah, exactly. But it's great. The golf course is playing really nice. I was talking to Jason earlier, and I said, those bunkers, I love them, but they don't love me, Danielle.
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
Yeah.
Very, very prettily placed. But that's not his fault. That's the architect.
Got it. Yeah, right.
I think yesterday was the rain.
Yeah.
That we had just before.
Yes.
It was like, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing in the morning, yeah. I believe we had just over half an inch of rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun broke out.
So what did it do to the bunkers?
The rain, it moistens the sand, so the sand does play a little bit firmer, but definitely a lot heavier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But today, you know, they're fluffed up. They're softer. They're drier. It'll play a little different. That could be good or bad, though, depending on what you like.
Yesterday, between the two of us, we had 7 strokes in number 11 bunker.
Yeah.
7? Really?
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Danielle, it's one after the other. Yeah, you just kind of add it up. Yeah.
It's just wonderful talking to Keke Donizumi and Bev Kim about, you know, who are like champion golfers. We had five. How many was that between the two of you? Seven?
Seven. Yeah.
In one bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to know that everything, you know, I would take that many all by myself sometimes. So there.
We should play with her.
Yeah.
We feel good about our game.
Yeah, well, you could beat me. So, and Jason?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tell us what your plans are. What are you doing with the golf course after you? Do we get to play this setup? Will the men come over and play the setup like it is now?
Well, the members get a chance to play during the afternoon.
Oh.
And then the lower section PGA does take advantage of the conditions as they have their annual fundraiser on Monday following this tournament. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So people take advantage of not only the conditions for this tournament, but also Mid-Pac Open.
Right.
Maybe not this past Mid-Pac Open, but generally speaking, they do. And we leave the pins out, especially the Sunday pins, especially for Mid-Pac Open. The Sunday pins are infamous, I guess, at this point. And people like to test themselves,
yes,
so to speak. And
yes,
they come out and they go and punish themselves for a few hours.
Hey, you know, we've talked about this before. The biggest honor that you can, and it's not even an honor, it's not like you're chosen. If your ticket is drawn at the media center to play Augusta National the day after the Masters, you're just like, wow, I get to play Augusta National the way it was set up yesterday. Like, what, are you nuts?
Why do you want to do that?
Right, yeah. Go make yourself miserable. Right? Yeah.
It's called challenge.
It's a challenge. Yeah. I agree with you completely. Only it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah. So once a year thing. And so
Jason, what do we expect today?
The greens are a little quicker today. The course is a little drier, obviously. We got lucky yesterday afternoon. We didn't get any more rain. That's a good thing. The sun's out. The wind's starting to fill in. So it'll be a little bit more challenging today, I think. I think you'll see some spread on the leaderboard today.
Okay. Yeah. How does that make you feel? You ready?
Ready for anything.
Yeah.
But
ready?
I want to know, Jason,
yes,
do you just lie in bed thinking, where should I put that pin tomorrow?
Hi, this is George from HOI Media. Do you own or manage a business? You want to create top-of-mind awareness and brand your business. Radio will direct potential customers to your business location or your social media platforms. HOI Media has 17 FM radio stations on Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. Because we are locally owned and operated, our rates are very reasonable. Radio is free. Radio is local. Radio is on 24/7. Radio is on air. Radio is online. Radio works. Let us show you how we can make your cash register ring. For more information, please visit our website at hoiemedia.com. That's hoiemedia.com.
Four children, twice a week.
Oh, there's that part.
There is that part.
Oh, yes, before children and after children.
Yes.
Yeah, well, are you going to get your kids involved in the game?
You know, I tried that. I failed twice, and that's why I don't play golf at the moment right now.
And what do they play?
Actually, they didn't get into sports. My daughter's more into speech and debate, presentation, but she's off to college at this point. My son was more into baseball. Golf was always too slow for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Daughter's off to college. My son has two more years of high school.
And then you're going to play golf.
And then I'll be back.
And then we can set up the pins.
That might be interesting.
We'll give it back to him.
Player's revenge, right? Instead of superintendent's revenge, we'll call it the player's revenge.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So, yes. All right. This is wonderful. Do you have any questions that you want to ask Jason seriously?
I did already.
Okay, yeah, that was one.
I did, yep.
Okay.
What to expect the rest of the week?
Yes, exactly. I have to do something really quick. I keep hearing this noise. KORLY and I, Honolulu. That's for the FCC because we always have to do the station identification. So, Jason, do you go to the party, the ladies' party? Are you invited?
It depends.
See, everybody's nodding their heads.
You'll be there on Sunday.
I did. They're very gracious. They always invite me.
Yes. Yes, and they love you. You know, the fact that they can ask you these crazy questions about, you know, your pin placement and everything. Not crazy questions.
You know, back in the day, there was the party.
Yes.
But then there was the party afterwards.
Yeah.
The impromptu dancing and singing.
That's what I was wondering about. Yes.
I mean,
tell us about that party.
I was too young.
Oh, no.
To be able to stay for all the stuff that happened afterwards.
Oh, you mean the impromptu dancing mm-hmm. and the playing of
and then there were drinks.
Oh, that's why you were too young.
She doesn't drink, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Were you invited to those? Okay.
The ladies would sing, they play piano, it was so much fun.
Wow. And
and everybody got old.
Ukulele and everything, right?
Ukulele, guitar, you name it. They had one of those tub things.
Yeah, the tub, face tub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Auntie Shirley's
like a washboard thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, fun. Let's do this.
When I first started here, 21 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, that was still going on.
Wow.
Yeah. And, the banquet and whatever was already done, and we're 2 hours deep into the after party.
Right.
And this was all going on, and I'm sitting there like, wow, this is fabulous. Where have I been? It was like that.
Yeah. I can't believe that we've been talking for 20-some years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing,
it's flown by.
Yeah.
Wow, it has flown by. It certainly has.
We tried to bring that back, Danielle, but we couldn't quite get that kind of repertoire of players and people.
It's I think what we talked about before is that everybody's, in a track. So when you play golf, people are golfers or they're baseball players or they're tennis players. And we're much more multidimensional before. So golfers would be musicians, would be everybody would kind of like have something that they could offer to, somebody could sing and they wouldn't be afraid of singing in front of other people and they'd get other people to sing. And it was just a luau.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a fun, fun time. And, I heard about, I never actually was at one of those wonderful moments. Yeah. Yeah, we have about, 5 more minutes left in the show. And I didn't know if...
We have a tea time to make.
What time is your tea time?
Don't be late, gals.
It's 8:22. They're
calling you.
8:22. What time is your tea time?
I think I got another 12 minutes. I think you got
MFD.
Okay.
Keiki Donizumi, fabulous. Bev Kim,
thank you,
wonderful.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you for being with us in the clubhouse.
We love you.
I love you.
Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Yeah. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I would never. Bye. Yes, this is so much fun. Goodness, it feels like an after party, doesn't it?
It does. These ladies are contagious.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Exactly.
And you have these two, and then you multiply it by 10 and 20 more, and they're all full and done, and they've had a couple in them. It just takes fire.
And what the beauty of it is what, for me, is like if you're new to it, you're sitting there stunned because they're saying things to each other that you think would be like an insult, but it's not.
No.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's that's great. And Jason Amoy, I can't believe that it's 8:24. Thank you very much for all you do for the game of golf and
for
your commitment to everything, and I had no idea that you have children on top of everything else that you do. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two
wonderful.
Children.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
It's a great life.
It is a great life. Thank you very much. I'm going to wrap up and thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, of course, I wouldn't be able to do a radio show. One must take care of the people who provide us with the airtime so that we can do the show. I have it right here in front of me. Thank you. This is the close. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava. Yep, right in Evie Lay. So easy. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. You know, a lot of people were kind of scared because the power, when you know, it sounds like winter is now, and we didn't really have a winter over the traditional winter months. We had a winter now, and we were, like, losing power just because that's what happens when it's storming. And so a lot of people were worried about the food in their refrigerator when the power went out. There are ways to get around that, like getting a portable generator, and it can save your sanity. You don't have to worry. Your food, it'll be there for you. So talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment, because we put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, whether it's a flood from the inside or the out, or a fire, a disaster in your home and you need help immediately, MD Restoration's on it at any time, day or night. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration. They are licensed contractors. So not only can they help with the mitigation, the cleanup, they can help with the repair. The number is 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, a beautiful look. You can go see what that I'm talking about, HawaiiDoor.com. Maximum security, and they're quiet doors. And your first safety zone, you get in, park, quiet, closed, your home. Rainer Door, adding value to your home as well. It's the perfect combination. 676-3667. That's RainerDoor.com. 676-3667. We are honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it on our show day, week in and week out. It takes a lot of time and love for this game to become a PGA, and they want to share their knowledge with you. They love teaching, and all you have to do is give the Aloha Section a phone call, and they'll let you know where the closest PGA is to you. CYPAC, cybersecurity for your home. Well, maybe not your home, but for your company, your organization, hey, maybe you want cybersecurity. An elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595 or go online, CYPAC, that's CYPAC.com. And if you're stumped, you have absolutely no idea what to give a great friend who seems to have everything, give him a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. Hawaii watched Tiger Woods play Poipu Bay. I was there. It was awesome. Kauai's South Shore gem. Year after year, everyone, whenever I'm giving away rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, we get calls. We did this for Mother's Day. And we gave away two rounds, and they're in the mail. If you haven't gotten them already, you should be getting them any minute. And we're going to be doing that for Father's Day as well. So we have another two-rounders to give away. You know, just give us a call, 808-296-5454. And that way you can be in on it just as soon as it happens. Actually, the number is 808. I've lost the phone number to the show. Do you happen to have that? Thank you. 545-1111. Thank you very much. I just had to go through that. 808-545-1111. All right, before we run out of time, thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And just a reminder, you can always listen to the show on the live stream at radiogolfclub.com. It's podcast as well, wherever you get yours, podcasts, or you can go to radiogolfclub.com. There's a listen link, and you can listen to the podcast or to the live stream right there, okay? Or you can listen to 101.1 FM, where we are right now. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.